Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Sangana kweza kusiswa mthakazo omuhle emsakazweni we Studio 7 namhlanje kungolwesithathu mhlaka 13 kuLwezi 2024. Igama lami nguNtungami Linkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
kungathi amasola kungaba le ndlela ehlampi yokuba nakufakwa ama-solar plant indawo eziningi kufakwe sibili amasola anamakhulu yiwa sengancedisa ukuba na leli indaba leyamagesi ibe nganenza.
Inkampani yezesa ithi amagesi asezasilela kakhulu elizweni ngenxa yemitshina engasebenzi kuhle esitishini sewanke.
A peaceful transfer of power is a very, very tough pill to swallow. Ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi ma umuntu edliwe ukhetho ukuthi accepte ukuthi udliwe free and fair kaningi ningi uyabe engafuni.
Umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden uhlangana lozangena kulesi sikhundla osanda kunqoba kukhetho umnumzana Donald Trump. Bethukile abachayela izimota ezinkulu abangena kwele Mozambique lapho abamabandla aphikisayo abatshengisela khona emigwaqweni besola impumela yokhetho. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandeka. Inkampani ephesa amandla kagesi ezesa ithi amagesi asezasilela kakhulu elizweni ngenxa yemitshina engasebenzi kuhle esitishini sewanke. Embikweni ewethule lamuhla inkampani le ithe uhlupho lolu lukhwezelwa ukuthi isitishi seCaribe asiphehli amagesi aneleyo ngenxa yokusilela kwamanzi. Uhulumende uthi uleminye imizamo ayenzayo lapho amankampani athile azancedisa ukwengezelela amandla amagetsi elizweni. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lomnumzana Ambrose Sibindi ocubungula ezombusazwe njalo eyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yezisebenzi iZCTU.
Kaya kulo bunzima sibili ngoba amagesi singananzelela indawo eziningi. Abantu bavuka khonapho ngama-4 kusiya ku-5 ekuseni amagesi ezehambile. Abantu bazi bayelala kuye ngama-11 ngama-12 kusiya ngezindawo. Kwezinye indawo yaqeda amainsuku ezimbili, kwezinye indawo isuku lonke engabonakali. Abantu sokufanele badinga igasi, so kusiyo ukuthi abantu sebebhadala imali eziningi kade zingekho emandleni abobana zingene kubhajethi. So yilo hlupho olukhona lokuthi umuma omubi uzananzelela abantu balama-fridge asasebenzi ngoba ungazuzama ukuthenga isithe ufake khonaphana. Into ziyabonakala so kuba lohlupho olukhulu. Abantu bayadubeka, abantu abasakwazi ukwenzeni ukuba nabaqalise ngabagcina. Ngoba sibili njengezakhamizi ziyakhala ukuthi isifelani elizweni lakithi eZimbabwe nxa umuma usunje. Abantu bebekhangela ngayo into lezi bangcono kodwa hayi ikhuba liyatshona nsuku zonke. Amagezi vele nje asengamagezi ngebiso. Ngoba eqinisweni ayabuya ebusuku nxa ebuyile abantu sebelele. So eqinisweni amagezi asisakwazi ukuwabona. So kuyahlupha kakhulu khonoko. Labantwana abazama ukuthi benze izifundo nge-Wi-Fi akusavumi ngoba into kuyabe icishile.
Kodwa sesikhangela yona imizamo kahulumende singathi iyasebenza yini njalo kahle kahle kuyini okungenziwa ukuqeda lolu hlupho.
Okungancedisa elizweni leZimbabwe khathesi ngomume esiyibona kule ndlela ezimbili. Okokuqala ukuthi engxenye kuvulelwe abanye abantu babuye labo bezizama ukuthi balethe amagesi bagaye banike abantu. Kodwa mfuna ukutsho futhi khona abanxa lokhu senzakala kungabi ngomumo wokuthi uhulumende uyangena futhi kulawo makhampani. Kule ndaba le sikhona ngathi semhlabeni wonke ukuthi kube la masola. Sibona ngathi amasola kungaba le ndlela ehlampi yokuba nakufakwa ama-solar plants indawo eziningi kufakwe sibili amasola anamakhulu. yiwa sengancedisa ukubana leli indaba le yamagesi ibe nganeno ngoba ngaleso sikhathi kade sikunzima imizamo kahulumende siyabe siyizwa ukuthi kuzenziwa lokhu lalokhu kodwa kuphuthi lutho sakuzenziwa lokhu lalokhu akuphuthi lutho satshela ukuthi hayi ngale wange masinya sokungathi sokulunga imithina leni silungisa kule nto esezithenywa akuphuthi lutho so ke ingxenye yokuthi sibe labanye abantu abazagaya amagesi okwesibili kube le ndaba nalesi khangelwa ngabantu umhlaba wonke yokuthi kade sizama ukuba la masolo ukuthi sithole amandla amagesi ngelanga ngoba le mtshina yakhona leyana yiyo abantu bathi le ntengo ephezulu kodwa intengo yakhona ingavele yenzakale ka-1 so kuyasinceda boze iminyaka eminingi singelahlupho so sibone ngathi yiyo kuphela imizamo engazama ukuthi yenziwe kade sukuthi siphathisele.
Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi ucubungula ezombusazwe njalo uyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yezisebenzi iZCTU. Ubexoxa ecingweni lo sithandekile emhlanga weStudio 7 ekobulawayo.
The Voice of America.
Umongameli waseMelika umnumzana Joe Biden sikhuluma nje uphakathi kokuhlangana lonqobe ukhetho olusanda kwenziwa umnumzana Donald Trump esigodlweni sikamongameli eWashington DC bekhulumisana ngemininingwane yokuthi uBiden uzajiyela njani uTrump umbuso ngozibandlela. UBiden unxuse uTrump kulomhlangano elandela umkhuba owenzakala eMelika sikhathi sonke lapho umongameli esededela oyabe enqobile kukhetho. Kodwa uTrump kazange akwenze lokhu ekunqotshweni kwakhe nguBiden ngomnyaka ka-2017 ekhala ngokuthi uqilivezelwe kukhetho. Oncintisane laye emele ibandla lamademokrasi kukhetho lukamongameli oluqhutshwe ngeviki ephelileyo. Unkosikazi Kamala Harris yena uvumile ukuthi unqotshiwe. Ingcweti ezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi ngokunxusa uTrump ukuthi bazekhulumisana ngokutshiyelana intambo zombuso. UBiden uzama ukutshengisa uTrump ukuthi kufanele ukuthi umuntu avume nxa enqotshiwe. Umhlangano kaTrump loBiden uza ngesikhathi uTrump eseqalile ukubumba uhulumende wakhe phambilini kokuqala umsebenzi mhlaka-20 ngozibandlela. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele olandela ezombusazwe zeMelika. Umnumzana Tim Moringai ohlala esabelweni se-Ohio khonapha eMelika.
Into lezi zembusazo kumele ziphathwe kuhle ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi ngaphansi kwamazwe amaningi i-peaceful transfer of power is a very very tough pill to swallow. Ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi ma umuntu edliwe kukhetho ukuthi accepte ukuthi udliwe free and fair kaningi ningi uyabe engafuni. So mbona mina laphana umnumzana Trump edliwa ngumnumzana Biden kuye kwakungazake kuyenzakale ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi yena uvela kuye i-department lamabhizimusi. So abantu besi-businessmen vele ukudliwa abakuthandi. So yena waletha i-behavior yena leyo kuqala laphana. But nge-politics siyakwazi ukuthi uyakwanisa ukunqoba nokunqotshwa. So lokho kuyenzakaleyo kathesi ngumnumzana Biden is showing the country ukuthi hayi abantu kumele bayehlise umoya. Ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi i-temperature bese sikhwelile lapha eAmelika bese kuthethiswana okubi and abantu sebekhombana in different instances and situations and inkulumo ingasamanga kahle. So hayi siyabonga kuNkulunkulu ukuthi everything went well. Ukhetho lwahamba peacefully, akula muntu wadutshulwayo, akulaza uprising eyenzakalayo. Umnumzana Trump wanqoba convincingly, so khonoko kungathiwa kwanceda. Ngathiwa ukhetho lolo beliseduze, amavoti ngathiwa very close. Angiboni ukuthi izinto beziza kuba kuhle lapha.
Ubona ebusa njani uTrump kathesi nxa siqathanisa lendlela abusengiyo ekungeneni kwakhe embusweni okwakuqala ngo-2017?
lapha engubonayo akuthembisileyo. Siyabona ukuthi he has already put people who are loyal kuye, not kuma institutions lama policies awayamelika. So sizabona ukuthi ama promises awayenzayo during election amaningi anje ngokudeporta abantu abangela ngihlala kahle lokutshintsha izinto eziningi lokufaka umnumzana Elon Musk esikwazi ukuthi ngowe South Africa ukuthi atshintshe the consumption of government lo Vivek Ramaswamy abantu abayekade bemsupporta through thick and thin even being among minorities. Kungathiwa sizabona ukuthi bazathatha thuba liphi besebengenile. Ngoba kathesi siyakwazi ukuthi kule nkulumo eziningi that is negative. But siyakhangela sibona i-stock market kungathiwa isikhwelile 42% abanye batsho njalo. Abanye ama-401k sekhwelile by 10,000. So yona leyo nto ekuthi abantu babe gcwele izikhwama le mali kuyenza ukuthi abantu bengananzelele izinto eziningi in terms of policy. Ma abantu sebekhangela ama-policies ababayo is ukuthi babe ngela mali esikhwameni and things will be very expensive. Kathesi sibona amafutha emota achiphile and everything else economic wise ngantwa sezidabuka zisiya phezulu. So it's going to be a mixed bag, but umele sibone ukuthi umnumzana Trump in the second term uyabeme kanjani.
Umnumzana Tim Moringai ulandela ezombusazwe zeMelika. Sixoxela ese Ohio khonapha kwele Melika. Intatheli zindaba sezikhuthazwe ukuba zidinge indlela eziphakemeyo zokuthola imali ezinjengokusebenzisa ubuciko obukhaliphileyo bokuthapha izindaba, i-artificial intelligence ngesiNgisi. Le nkuthazo iphume namuhla emhlanganweni omkhulu owe-6th Annual Journalism and Media Summit oqhutshelwa eHarare. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ingcwethi ezikhulume emhlanganweni lo oqoqwe inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Center for Media and Information Literacy njalo osekelwe yiConrad Adenauer Stiftung ngalezinye zithe ubulembu be-internet kanye lenkundla zokuxhumana wenza kube nzima ukuba intatheli izindaba zisebenze njengakudala lapho ezazisenelisa ukuloba izindaba ezazibalwa kakhulu nguZulu okwakubangela ukuthi kuthengwe amaphephandaba kulalelwe lemsakazo. Lokhu kwakubangela ukuba amankampani ezindaba athole imali eningi beholiswa ngemfanelo. Omunye wengcwethi lezi umnumzana Lennox Mhlanga ongumgcini sihlalo weZimbabwe Center for Media and Information Literacy uthe kuqakathekile ukuba intatheli izindaba zidinge indlela zokuphanda imali zisebenzisa ikakhulu ubulembu be-internet.
Ukuthi wawubala nje ukuthi xa ndithengise ama-newspaper angu-1,000 ngizathola imali engaka. Okwakhathesi sesishifte saku-social media. Sokumele zidinge indlela zokudinga imali kuma-platforms ngayo-social media, kungaba ngo-WhatsApp, kungaba ngama-website, kungaba ngo-TikTok laba abatsha laba asebevamile kathesi. Even ku-Facebook kulo mfowethu lapho upilot wasitshela ngendlela abadinga ngayo imali.
Umnumzana Lesiphiri osebenzela inkampani ye-Center for Information Communication Technology site obesemhlanganweni lo uyakusekela lokhu.
Thina njengenhlanganiso esayithi sizama-ke iy'ndlela ezehlukeneyo ukuthi sidinge imali ikakhulu nxa sikhangeleke online. Sisebenzisa YouTube kakhulu, siyafaka ama-programs inhlelo ezijeneyo ngaphansi kwehlelo ethiwa yi-Asahle Online. Inhlelo lezi zikhangela i-service delivery, zikhangela i-current affairs, zikhangela agriculture. So ziyasincedisa kakhulu ukuthi zingabukelwa ngabantu abaningi, siyathola-ke imadlana.
Omunye obesemhlanganweni lo osebenzela inhlanganiso ebona ngamalungelo entatheli izindaba ngumnomzana Lofty Dube othi kumele entatheli izindaba zifundele ukusebenzisa imitshina ye-artificial intelligence ukuze amankampani azo athuthuke. Ofundela umsebenzi wokuba intatheli izindaba umuzi wethu Ncube uthi ufunde okuningi emhlanganweni lo.
Namhla sifunda ngokuthi indaba zokuthathela indaba sizisebenzisa kanjani, ikakhulu thina singabantu abaku-media and journalism. Ngifunde kakhulu ukuthi ukuhlangana labantu lapha esigodlweni seHarare kuncede kakhulu ukuthi kakhulu nxa sesiya phambili njengabantu abafundayo i-journalism sibe ngabantu abakhuluma amazwi amqoka. Sikhulume wona amazwi azancedisa abantu ikakhulu ingqubela phambili yabantu abakuma-communities, local communities.
Abaphatheke emhlanganweni walonyaka ngabantu abagoqela abafundisa emakolishini ezindaba, abafundela ukuba zintathelo ezindaba, abakanhlanganiso ezizimeleyo labanye abavela kwele Kenya, Malawi, Nigeria le South Africa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. Abezindaba abe-AP babika ukuba izulu lesikhukhula selidale umonakalo omkhulu eBono State kwele Nigeria, lapho okulabantu abangasenelisi ukuthola ukudla. Ele-Ukraine lithi ele-Russia lihlasele eKyiv lisebenzisa indizamtshina ezithwala amabhomba ama-drones. Amamizayo zileminye imihlobo yamabhomba etshiyeneyo. Lokhu kubikwe ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Abatshayeli bezimota ezinkulu ezithwala impahla besuka eZimbabwe lakwele South Africa besiya kwele Mozambique bathi sebengena nzima elizweni leli ngenxa yabaphikisayo abatshengiselayo emigwaqweni kulelo lizwe besola impumela yokhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa. Abatshayeli abakhulumele Studio 7 abalezimota ezithwala okwenjiwayo okugoqela ilithium, uranium lokunye bathi bethuselwa ngabaphikisayo abathi bazatshisa izimota zabo futhi bebalimaze bengaqhubeka bengena eMozambique besiya olwandle okutholwa impahla ehanjiswa kwamanye amazwe. Esinye isiphathamandla seZimbabwe esikwele Mozambique esicele ukungabethwa ngegama sithe kulobunzima obukhulu kubatshayeli abathola impahla besuka kwamanye amazwe ngenxa yokutshengisela kwabaphikisayo lava. Sithi njalo zingena kancane kancane izimota elizweni leli ezithwala impahla enengi. Okubandla elibusayo eliphikisayo umnumzana Venancio Mondlane uthi waqilibezelwa ngumnumzana Daniel Echapo weFlerimo yena osengumongameli. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxele umtshayeli umnumzana Nicholas Gonzo osebenzela kwele South Africa.
Kune strike salabantu bayenza iprotest yama-election labantu ashaywa ne-region.
Ye, pho kuyangeneka yini eMozambique? Likubamba njani koloko?
Before kwaba ne-strike yastopa manje yaqala izolo usuku lapho bathi kunabantu bavala indlela bathathela ama-truck driver isikhiya bavala indlela nama-truck. Khona manje ama-truck amile bafuna angene eMozambique.
Paul iza kwenzani?
Ngathi abantu balinda i-situation maybe ingasetla bakuqhubeke nemsebenzi. Ara njengamanje akuhambeki izolo ngabo-8 plus minus singaba nama-truck afika ku-100.
Yes, ngathi ngabathwalani o-truck driver laba?
Mina rawahambiswa khona lapha from South East, balalayisha i-crofi nemanganizi nebathini lithium.
Abanikazi bamankampani balitshela ukuthi lenzeni nxa selichapha umngcele khonapho?
abanye bathi filile situation abanye bathi laitani lobambila yini maku right bentikona ukubeka bona abanye bayachika direction baphinda batha ama truck awasala yi ama load ayemaphuto bazolayita ama load azohamba eBedden nesiyase
yeli nalapha ichapha khona kutwa ngapi lapho ujalo ukuchapha khona baba
mina ngihamba iroute eMozambique manje maphuto from Rustenburg.
Ehe, eZimbabwe kona kumenjani? Sizokuthola ngani kunjalo emtare kola ngale? Balitshelana abanye truck driver xa likhuluma la.
Indawo ngiyazi kakhulu nesituation yele yalibombo. Elibombo kuyabhedza kuhambe eTheri kona manje. Amanye ama border post ayazi, mara into ngitshela abantu bafuna kuye eMozambique via Libombo N4 kona manje bafanele balinde le situation.
Umnumzana Nicholas Gonzo ngomtshayeli weZimbabwe osebenzela kule South Africa. Othola impahla ezingena kwele Mozambique. Ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Uhulumende wesabelo seGauteng kwele South Africa usethule imithetho okwesatshelwa ukuthi iza kwenqabela abokuza ukuqhuba amabhizimusi okuziphilisa awukuthengisa ukudla emalokishini okuyindlela yokuphila kwabeZimbabwe abanengi. Uthuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba.
Ngokutsho kwemithetho emitsha elawula ukusebenza kwezitolo ezisathuthukayo ezithengisa ukudla ezidume ngokuthi ngamaspaza kwele South Africa, bonke abanini bezitolo lezi kulesi sabelo kuzafuze babhalele ukuthola amacenca amatsha okusebenza kusukela kuqaleni kwenyanga ezayo. Ukuze umuntu athole leli cenca kuzafuze indawo athengisela kuyo ihlolwe ngabezempilakahle ukuthi ifanele yini ukuthengisela ukudla. Umathengisa uzafuze achaze njalo ukuthi ukudla akuthengisayo lapha uza kuthenga kuphi. Phezu kwalokho, izitolo zabokuza kuzafuze ziqatshe abathile abayizalwane zakwele South Africa njengesinye semigoqo yokuthola imvumo. Umkhokheli kahulumende weGauteng umnumzana Phanyaza Lesufi uthi zonke izitolo ezisesabelweni sakhe zizasebenza phansi kwalo umthetho.
If you are not registered, you can't operate now. So we are setting out the registration process.
Nga ungabhaliswanga waphiwa imvumo yokuthengisa ungaqali ukutholakala usuvule isitolo uthengisa ungela mvumo. Amakhansili amadolobho wonke esabelweni azaqiniseka ukuthi lumthetho uyalandelwa.
From the 1st of December, we believe that there is a common approach across the province.
Kodwa ke umkhokheli webandla le Action SA umnumzana Herman Mashaba ucha phansi ngentonga esithi bangalingi baphe abokuza imvumo yokuthengisa emalokishini.
We've reached a stage where we says
wonke umnotho wemalokishini kufanele ube sezandleni zezalwane zakwele South Africa. Nxa ungumuntu wokuza uzitshela ukuthi uyakwazi ukuqhuba ibhizimusi loba ulephepha loba awulalo, phuma uphele elokishini uyeqhuba lelo bhizimusi elizweni lakho.
Lelinyathelo lisekelwa isakhamuzi selokishini leSoweto umnumzana Titus Modang.
Kulaba bathi awavalwe abantu bahambe, nami ngiyavumelana nabo. Ngivumelana nabo kuukuthi awavalwe. I-government yethu esivotele esingaphansi kwayo ayisinikeze imali ukuthi sikhone ukuvula le iphaza shop futhi kube nebhizinisi abantu bakhona ukuphila, so as i-crime ikhona ukuyehla.
Esinye sizalwane sakwele South Africa unkosikazi Nolufefe Gwanya ongomunye wamapholisa esigaba eSoweto uthi sebesesaba ukuthenga ezitolo zabokuza.
Izinto ezininzi zibolile zabo abathengisela abantwana bethu, abantwana bethu bayaphela eSoweto and i-government yethu ayinandaba nathi. Namanje kunento eviziweyo ukuthi funeka kube ne-code ebhekwayo. Abanye abantu abanaso isikhathi sokubheka la code, bayathenga bajahile bayahamba. So then awubhekanga la code ukuthi ufuneka uyibhekiwe, and then ithiwani leyo nto leyo, ufike phambili uyayidla le nto leyo uyafa or uphekela abantwana bakho, abantwana bakho bayaphela endlini bayafa bonke and then ifamily yakho iphelile.
Lokhu kuzabangela ukuthi kube nzima kakhulu ukuthi abokuza laba baqhube amabhizimusi emalokishini njengoba eqhutshelwa ezindlini zalaba bantu asebesithi abahambe. Yibo njalo laba bantu okhangelela ukuthi bathenge nxa sekuvuliwe. Isikhulume senhlanganiso ye-African Diaspora Forum kanye lenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa, umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi, uthi lobanje besamukela ngezandla zombili inyathelo lokuvikela ukufa kwabantu abathenga ukudla kulezi zitolo
kunenga abakwesabelayo ekuqhutshweni kohlelo lokubhalisa kabutsha.
Nakhona nje kule mithetho ama regulation lawo azo implementwa asikufisi kube indlela yokususa abantu bokuza kuma business laba dese bewavukile. Ma kuyi regulation akwenziwe ngenxa yokuthi yi regulation ezonceda umphakathi ukuthi udle into ezihloliweyo kungabi lengozi lezi sesizitholayo ngoba lokho akulunganga emphakathini.
Iningi labaqhuba ama business ezitolo lezi ezincane ezithengisa ukudla yizizalwane zase-Ethiopia, Somalia, le-Pakistan. Kodwa ke bakhona beZimbabwe labo abalalezi zitolo ikakhulu ezithengisa ukudla okuphekiweyo emalokishini afana leThembisa, Alexandra lakwezinye indawo eSoweto. Kusukela izolo amapholisa aqalile ukungena izitolo lezi ezithengisa ukudla kuhlolwa ukuthi abanini bazo balamaphepha yini ukuba kwele South Africa balayo yini imvumo yokuthengisa ukudla kanye lokuthi bakuthenge ngapi ukudla abakuthengisayo. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, inguTuso Khumalo.
Sokuyisikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu linabalaleli elisithumele yona nge-WhatsApp.
Ayi face ka president iyabonakala. Ayi but iface ka mnanga kuyala. Iface ubuso nje kuphela. Akufanele lo muntu lo. Ayi lo kutwa president ukuthi umnanga kwa ayi face yakhe yala. Akushwabene mani ayi ayi ayi. Mathi plastic esikeyo. Kuye anti face ukuthi ka president. Ayi iface yomuntu ovotelwa ngabantu ayibona. Akulo muntu ovotela iface nje so. Akulo muntu ovotela umnanga. Akuso umnanga kwasekumphika ke manje ukuthi ayi. Aso president wabantu. Niyezile ukhethe eBotswana udliwe kumasisi kabulalanga muntu lapho kwadlula khona umlangako eMozambique la manje kuyalwiwa buye futhi wakwenzayo konke lokhu kwa anana msama results abeMozambique ebe akula president onje kodwa yena uzophuma kanti uzayanga uzagcina ngayo ngoba hayi sokuphika ke manje umuntu wakhona president ungacaciwe kokuba ngumuntu nje hayi hayi.
Studio 7, siyabonga ukuhlala njalo lisiphakela ukudla okuvuthwe. Bengithi ndlulise okunye lapha maqondalo omnankagwa ezanupf yonke jikelele. Lethemba babonile ngomsebenzi owenziwe eAmerica naseBotswana. Lethemba ukuthi umnankagwa ufundile ukuthi uma kuvota kwenziwa njani. Enxa ukuthi into yaziyo kulwa ngesikhathi samavoti. Ukulwa labantu engilethemba ukuthi kathesi uma edliwe uza surrender kahle 100% inxa ukuthi sebonile ukuthi ipolitiki into enjani ngoba bengayazi besadinga ukuthi afundise ngoba nithi yalokulwa nabantu ethusela abantu ngamasocha cha abantu ebulala abantu enyamalisa abantu kuyinto oyijwayelele. Engilethemba ukuthi ubonile ukhethe lobutwana ukuthi kube yi-free and fair nase-America njalo kwaba yi-free and fair. Uyabona idoti oyenzileyo eMozambique abantu manje basifile kungenxa yakhe othethe abantu beZimbabwe nowavotisa le namhlanje abantu beMozambique bayafa ngenxa yakhe umnankagwa ngenxa yokuthi yena ujwayele udlame lolizwe eZimbabwe.
Sibone Studio 7 silibone nabantu bonke abalalelayo one okokuqala asifome nje into enziwe iBotswana. I-America vele ngihlala yenza kula problem ye-America vele kutshintshana amaphatha ayi-2 i-Democracy Republic namajesi balikana lokhana asinandaba nakho ngoba vele ama-Americans azisebenzela ngendlela yabo. OkweBotswana it's not about changing i-liberator, no, it's about i-policy njengoba uGideon eyibeka upresident eBotswana. It's about creating indlela okufanele kusetshenzwe ngayo ngoba if you overstay uyalibala ukuthi njengoba sengihleli kakhulu uthi konke kulungile kanti into sezitshekile. Nangakithi nje khona kanye komnanakwa iproblem yokuthi sebe-overstayile vele bona abangale eZimbabwe bale problem yokuthi they just fight i-opposition.
Sibonge abalaleli beStudio 7. Lingakhohlwa luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum lapho esixoxa khona namazwi kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa awukumema izizalwane zakwele Zimbabwe esihlala emazweni atshiyeneyo ukuthi zibuye ekhaya zizevula amabhizimusi. Kwanele Mthwakazi, Olive Valelisayo, Nguntungamilinkomo, Kololo Gwana, Kwamatukanduna.